International Rescue Committee presents the Gender-Based Violence Minimum Standards mini-series, presenting the lives of Dahlia, Esther, and Ashanti, three staff working in a national women's rights organization. This special series is hosted on the Women's Protection and Empowerment podcast, where we give space to talking about women and girls in humanitarian settings, and is made possible by the United States Agency for International Development, Bureau for Humanitarian Assistance.
Welcome to the final episode of the Gender-Based Violence Minimum Standards mini-series.
It's nice to be outside the office.
Agreed. Doesn't hurt that it's so lovely outside either.
Thanks for organizing a picnic, Esther. This is really nice. It was really nice to have a manager organize this for us. And your words earlier about your gratitude for the work we're doing, it meant a lot.
Of course, you all deserve it. You work so hard and do so much for your community. It's nice to take a break sometimes and know that you are appreciated, because you absolutely are. This work is not always easy, doesn't always get the recognition it deserves, and you all really deserve that. You are making big changes.
Everyone's about done with their lunch, and I know you had a check-in slash visioning exercise for us this afternoon. Do you think we could do it out here? While it's so nice out.
That's a great idea. No need to go back to the office for that. I really just have two questions for everyone, and then a little surprise. I'd love to just take a few minutes to hear from you all what positive changes you've seen with the program lately, or from a personal perspective. Can I go first? Of course, Siri. Well, for me, I've seen more women coming in, and different types of women. When we started this program, it was a lot of adult women. Now, we have adolescent girls coming in, and women who are older, and it's great to know all our program changes are encouraging more and different types of women and girls to come in.
Yeah, that is cool. Me next.
Go for it, Ashanti.
I know the GBV guiding principles and approaches are the foundation for all humanitarian actors when planning and implementing GBV-related programming. But this year, I've seen that in action. It's not just GBV doing the work. But I've seen other sectors taking on this responsibility to women and girls as well. Like health and livelihoods, especially if I look back a year. It's night and day to the collaboration we have now. The spectrum of services we can offer, and how coordinated those are. And I just feel good knowing the broad changes we're making in the lives of women and girls.
I love that reflection, Ashanti. What about you, Dahlia?
Mine is more personal.
No problem. We'd love to hear it if you are comfortable sharing.
Yes, of course. I feel like I have my feet underneath me now. Like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, what we do, and it's more than what I thought I'd know. I feel confident about my work. I feel like in some small way I'm doing something for my sister, even though she's gone. I know she'd be proud of me, of the work we're doing.
Dahlia, that's lovely. I agree. I think she'd feel the same way. One more question for you all. Looking forward, what are you striving for in the community in a brief word?
Trust and respect. I want even more than we've done this year. For women and girls to know we're a place of trust and respect, of support. More than a word, but you get it.
For me, it's transforming systems. I want to see big changes, more social norms work, so we can see systematic changes in the community and society.
Mine is more accountability to women and girls, and even more say in programs.
Lots more listening.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to see all of those become reality, and I think we have just the team to make that happen. Now, one final surprise. Cake!
Thank you for listening to the Gender-Based Violence Minimum Standards mini-series, presenting the lives of Dahlia, Esther, and Ashanti, three staff working in a national women's rights organization. The 16 standards highlighted in these series represent the minimum standards for GBV prevention and response programming in emergencies. As a whole, the 16 minimum standards define what agencies working on specialized GBV programming need to achieve to prevent and respond to GBV, and deliver multi-sectoral services. The objective of the minimum standards is to establish a common understanding of what constitutes minimum GBV prevention and response programming in emergencies. Minimum means of adequate quality. For the purposes of this resource, adequate quality means reflecting good practices and not causing harm. We hope you'll continue to look for opportunities to utilize the GBV minimum standards in your work. And a big thank you to all the GBV practitioners who listened to this series and are working on raising the quality of their programs. Your work matters. You matter. Thank you.